Okay, good morning. We are on Davav of Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Gemara had last suggested that the reason why there is a law of not selling to Gentiles within 3 days of their holiday.
Selling or buying from them?
All. Selling, buying, lending, okay, borrowing. Is that... is the reason why... is because they need time to... they need time to look at their, their sacrifices to make sure they're not blemished before they're going to bring them. So when you sell it to them, so now this item's going to end up being in their service. So Gemara says, well, 3 days is the amount of time you look at sacrifices. You know, Jews spend a month learning about Pesach before Pesach. So the Gemara said, yeah, but Jews, we have many more blemishes that are important to us. You know, if the eyebrow is problematic, so we would reject that carbon. Whereas with the animal, with the Goyim, it's only if it's missing a major limb. So the Gemara says, so if it's only missing a major limb, so 3 days is already enough for them to check their animals. Then the Gemara said on Hamad Bays, as Rabbi Lazar said, how do we know that a non-Jew can't bring as an offering an animal missing a major limb? Because we find with Noah that Hashem told him to bring extra animals, not just two, to bring seven of the kosher animals, each of the kosher animals, seven of them. Two of every other type of animal, but of the kosher animal, seven, because the extras were going to be brought as sacrifices. And now those animals couldn't be trephos, they couldn't be missing a limb. So you see that if it'd be missing a limb, it would have been a problem to offer it as a sacrifice. Even though he's a non-Jew, a missing limb is a problem.
The seven male and female combination, is that?
Seven male, seven female.
Or seven male. And they did the sacrifice on the boat?
No, once the boat landed, okay. Noah came out, he built an altar, and he offered sacrifices. Okay. It's the first animal sacrifice that was offered. Oh, I guess not, right? I mean, Hevel also offered animal sacrifices, but Noah offered sacrifices. So the Gemara says, what's the source that in Noah that couldn't have been... blemished animals, because it says, mikol basar, and from all the living, from the regular living, from all flesh, nine mikol, being two, and then from the kosher one, seven. Right? Seven male, seven female from the kosher ones. So it says, bring them in like you. Amra Torah, ave behema shachai, from mikol achai. That means, the Torah is saying, ave behema, bring an animal, Shachayin Rashi Aveh Shalah, that her primary limbs are living. So you might ask, no, I'm a Bailey Lamute Trefa. Maybe the Pasuk is just saying that he can't bring animals that are trefos, animals that have a major wound or that are not going to live for the 12 months. So Delo, that you couldn't bring. But other things, yes. The Gemara says, no. That trefa, that you couldn't bring a trefa, milachayo zera nafka. That's already learned from the fact that Hashem tells him to bring animals to keep them alive. Because the trefa is not going to have anything born from it. It can't make more generations live. So that's not even, not everybody agrees to that. Honey, chalaman, damar, trefa, and yoledes. That works if you say a trefa can't give birth. But elaman, damar, trefa, yoledes. But if you're going to say, now starting today's daf, if you're going to say a trefa can give birth, so the word hachai is excluding trefa. So how do you know to exclude animals that were missing major limbs? Because so, trefa is yoledes. So Michael, what are you going to say? So no, Amar Kradapasik says, itcha bedom lecha. Bring animals with you which means they have to be like you. Noach wasn't a treifa. So that's how we know that it can't be a treifa. Then when Hashem said Nikol Achai, that must mean something more, not just that it's not a treifa, but that it's not missing any of the major limbs. So then you see that Noach couldn't bring animals that were missing any of the major limbs. Why? Because he has to bring some of them as karbanos. So now you see that a non-Jew can't bring as a karban an animal missing a major limb. So Gemara says, now in the second line, V'doma Noach gufei treifa hava. So maybe Noach was a treifa. Maybe Noach himself was a treifa. When the Torah says, Hashem told Noach, bring animals with you, which we've said means like you, the animals that were treifos were brought with Noach. So Gemara says, you can't say that. Tamim ksivbe. It says about Noach, he's tamim, he's complete, he's whole, he's perfect. That means he's not a treifa. So Gemara says, that's not what it means. V'dilma tamim b'drachav hava. Maybe it means he's whole and perfect in his mitzvos and what he does. His actions are perfect, but not that he was whole in his body. So Gemara says, no, that we already know that he's whole. That's from Tzadik Sivbe. It says that he's Tzadik. That's already Tamim Bidrachav. So Dilma, Gemara says, still, Dilma Tamim Bidrachav, maybe he's whole in his midos, in his characteristics, in his ways of Hashem. He's humble, he's compassionate, he's caring. And Tzadik B'masav Hava. And Tzadik means that his deeds were perfect, but his body was not so perfect. So Gemara says, what are you saying? That when Noach, when the verse says, bring animals, lachayos itach, to keep them alive with you, that meant like you, and just like Noach was, you can pass the Gemara here. Just like Noach was a treifa, these animals were treifas. You can't say that. The whole teva's filled with treifas. That makes no sense.
Rabbi, treifa here is non-kosher animal, or is the one missing limb?
Missing a limb. That's what it always means.
Same thing.
Okay, but non-kosher is treifa too, no?
We took the word from a kosher animal that has a hole in the lung, and we applied it to non-kosher.
Because
food.
He didn't. Nobody didn't just call it kosher animals. They call it the non-kosher too.
Yeah. He took them. Correct.
So is it the treifa, you know.
That's not treifa in the biblical Hebrew. Treifa in biblical Hebrew is a kosher animal with a hole in the lung. We'll see. There are 50 simane treifa. There are 50 mumim, but there are a whole bunch of simane treifa. We'll get to it in chulin. I learned a lot about treifa in chulin.
More than you were.
We need good charts of all the animal anatomy to go through it in chulin. It's very exciting. So going back to here, so the Gemara says, "Lo saka daitach de Noach gufei treifa havai." You can't say that Noach himself is a treifa, that he has holes in his lungs or something. "Lo saka daitach de Noach treifa havai." If Noach was a treifa, and Hashem says, right, he's going to die, and Hashem says, "Bring animals in." Amalei Rachmana kavaseich ayil. Hashem is telling Noach, "Bring in things like you." Shleiman lotayil, don't bring in things that are fully healthy. When the whole teva was filled with animals that had holes in their lungs, that makes no sense. Okay, so now. Vahashta denaf kalei mi'itach. So now that we figured out that bring with you has to be like you, so it can't be a treifa. So l'chayo zera lamali. Why do we even need the pasuk to say animals that will produce future seed? And therefore, it can't be a treifa. Of course, it can't be a treifa because it has to be like Noach. So, imitach, if it would have said, bring with you, hava mina letzavta ba'alma. The whole point is to bring animals to keep you company. Afilu zakin, afilu saris. That he could have brought in old animals or an animal that was castrated, that doesn't have the ability to produce children. So that's what the pasuk goes on to say. Kasav rachmana zera. Bring in animals that are going to produce seed. So that's not to say that they can't be treifas. We know that they can't be treifas from the fact that it says, itach, with you. But that saying that they have to produce seed is to say they can't be something else. They can't be too old. They can't be castrated. They have to be able to produce seed. The point is to bring in all these animals into the ark, and then when the flood stops, to take them out and to repopulate the world. Okay, so that's that discussion. We have completed this discussion now. We now have an answer why it's 3 days before their holiday, because that's how long it's going to take them for their preparations for the holiday, so that's the time not to be selling them stuff. Okay, now we have a basic question. Ibailahu, they had a shaila in the yeshiva. When we say 3 days before the holiday, what is that? Shlosha yamim hein ve'edehen. When we say it's 3 days, that's 3 days including the holiday. Odilma hein below edehen. Or it's 3 days excluding the holiday. That's a big difference. So let's say it's December 25th is the holiday. So is it December 23rd, 24th, and 25th, you can't do the business with them because it's including the holiday? Or is it December 22nd, 23rd, and 24th that you can't do business? Of course you can't do business on the 25th, but that's not our Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that before the holiday you can't do business with them, certainly on the holiday.
Baruch Hashem, they're running away 15 days before
you. On the 25th?
Gabriel.
Yeah, it's hard. So Tashma, come and hear a proof. A braisa. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Shlosha lifneihem, u'shlosha l'achreim aser. You're not allowed to do business 3 days before the holiday, plus 3 days after the holiday. They have a holiday every week, so as we'll see, that according to this, you'll end up with never being able to do any business with non-Jews. You can only do business with Jews.
Now, Sunday, 3 days before, right? Sundays is like some kind of a holiday.
It is a holiday for
Sunday for a reason.
It is a holiday for them.
We can do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know.
Thursday, Friday, Shabbos.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's it. And then Thursday, that's the whole week.
Oh.
Right, exactly. Now, if it's, right, if it's all of those days, exactly.
Sunday is considered a holiday?
Yeah, every Sunday.
According to Bishmal, yeah. So now, Yisal Godai Tachein Ve'edeyen. So if you're going to say that whenever we say 3 days before the holiday, it means including the holiday. So then when Rabbi Yishmael says 3 days before the holiday, 3 days after the holiday, so what is, I don't understand. Rabbi Yishmael, Yom Edeim Chashavu Meikar V'Chashavu V'Asof. Rabbi Yishmael, the 3 days included the holiday. So the holiday is included in the 3 days before, plus it's included in the 3 days after. So Gemara says, yeah, it is. I did a tani shlosha lifneim. Really, when it says 3 days before, it means 2 days. It's 2 days plus the holiday. But since the language is shlosha lifneim, so tananami shlosha lachreim. So it also says three after. But it really means two after. Tashma, come in here, proof. Amar Rav Tachlifa bar Avdimi, Amar Shmuel. Rav Tachlifi bar Avdimi says in the name of Shmuel, Yom Echad, Sunday is a holiday of theirs. And therefore, the divrei Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, la'olam aser. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you never can do business with non-Jews. You have to do business only with Jews. You can never do business with Christians. Because it's 3 days before and it's 3 days after. Yisal kodai tachein ve'idein. Now, if you're going to tell me that when we say 3 days, it doesn't mean 3 days other than the holiday. It means 3 days including the holiday. So then you do have days where you can do business. Wednesday and Thursday, because if the 3 days are including the holiday, so that's Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So then Wednesday and Thursday are allowed. So how could Shmuel say that according to Rabbi Yishmael, you can never do business with the non-Jews? So Gemara says, you're right. Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael, lo kami baili. Our question is not according to Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, when he says 3 days, he means 3 days besides the holiday. That's why, according to him, in Christian societies, you can never do business with non-Jews. And now it sounds even better what he said. Shlosh Shalifneim and Shlosh Shalachreim. Those are two different times. Not that the holiday itself is counting both in the Lifneim and in the Liachreim. All right, that works, according to Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, Hein Beloei Dehen. When it says 3 days, it's 3 days besides the holiday. Ki kami boil ya libid rabbanan. But my question is according to the rabbanan. My, what is the law? So Ravina, Ravina said the following answer. Tashma, come in your proof. We learn in another, I guess this is Adraisa. Oh, it's a Mishnah. The Elu Hain, and these are Edehen Shalovdi Kochavim, the holidays of the non-Jews, Kalenda, Saturnia, and Cratesis. So, yeah, these are the holidays. Saturnia.
I've never heard of these words, have I?
Yeah, Saturnia is December 25th.
Or J.C. Penny Day?
Yeah, it used to be called Saturnalia. And then when the Romans converted to Christianity, so the Christians renamed it for JC. But it was, yeah, that's the cemetery. See the holidays. Kalanda, Saturnalia, and Kartzis. Rav Reb Hanin bar Rava, Rav Hanin, the son of Rava said, Kalanda, Ches Yamim Achar Tkufa. Kalanda is 8 days after December 21st, after the winter solstice. And Saturnia is Shmona Yamim Lifnei Tkufa. Saturnia is 8 days before the winter solstice. So V'simanach, the way to remember it, even though what's listed here is Kalanda and then Saturnia, is the pasuk. It says, Achor V'kedem Tzartani, last and first you created me. So sometimes last is mentioned first, right? Ach, last and then first. So Kalanda, which is after, is mentioned before Saturnia, which is before. All right, now, Vishakodatachain Veidei, and now if you can say in the Mishnah, when it says the 3 days, it means the 3 days including the festival. We just said that the festival is an 8 day period. So then it shouldn't be 3 days, it should be 10 days. So then Asarahavu. So then when the Mishnah says it's before the festival, it should be saying 10 days, because it's including the festival. So my answer is, it really is 10 days. But Tana Kule Kalanda Chad Yom HaHucha Shivla. The Tana considers their entire 8-day holiday as 1 day. So it really is an 8-day holiday. It really is a total of 10 days of no business. But he calls it a 1 day, because it all starts with their first day. I'm Ravashi. Ravashi said, maybe I can prove it. Tashma, come to your proof, we learned. In, you know, from, we learned in our Mishnah. Tashma, come to your proof. Lifnei Edeim Shalov Di Kochavim Shlosha Yamin. Before the holiday of the non-Jews, 3 days. Now, the Yisakadai Tachain Ve'edei, if you're going to say when it says the 3 days, it means including the holiday. So listen, then it should say, Edei and Shalov Kochavim, what is the period of the holiday of the non-Jews? Shlosh Hayam, it's 3 days. It's the 2 days before, plus the holiday. So why don't you say talk about the holiday? V'chi Teiman, and if you're going to tell me, Haidik Tani Lifnei Edeim, the reason why it said before the holiday is Lim'ute La'achar Edeim, is to say before the holiday there's a problem, but after the holiday there's not. So then, listening, it should just say, Eidam Shalov de Kochavim, the holiday of the non-Jews, the Shlosha Yamim, is 3 days with the Lifneim, with that which is included beforehand. Elishmamina, so must be, since we're not focused on the holiday, we're not saying this is what the holiday prohibition is, we're saying this is what is before the holiday, so we have finally a proof that when we say 3 days, it's not including the holiday. Hain below a day hand, it's 3 days besides the holiday. Shmamina, that's an ultimate proof. That's a good proof.
So it's 22, 23, 24, and
23. The holiday, so Christmas, right?
Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
We have one time discussion if this is Abu Dazara or the Mitzvah. I think this is Chloked.
Yeah, well, we mentioned on the first day that we began that Tosfos already. Tosfos on Daf Bey says that the Christians that he was living with were not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Meiri says in general that the Christians are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. These are very, very difficult laws to fulfill. People were starving in the Dark Ages in Europe.
But then we have to try at least not to.
Remember, 3 days before, I understand, because it says because of their korban, whatever. Why?
And we're about to see the 3 days. Well, we'll see. We'll see. The Gemara will explain.
But it's also items, right? We're talking about that which items used for service. And
yeah, that's one of the explanations of Tosfos.
It says yet 8 days after the, you know,
winter solstice.
Yeah, right.
21.
So,
summer 21.
Jonathan's asking, like New Year's.
Yeah.
First New Year's.
It was
Day.
A 2 week long thing.
The 2 week long thing.
Yeah, Saturnalia was 2 weeks.
8 days before and 8 days after.
And then you have the Greek Christianity. It's December. It's January 15th.
You haven't changed it. You can't undo it.
Yeah, because that was later. Pope Gregory, Yimach Shemo, changed the calendar. He took out 14 days.
So we have to add, you know, another. No,
he the added 14 days.
It'll be our, almost the whole month of January.
The
no,
Greeks
no.
In January.
Yeah, no, no, nothing to do with
it. The rabbi, the rabbis just say 3 days before excludes the holiday
yes.
itself. What about on the holiday itself? For those
it's days? Even worse. That's even worse.
So that's just taken for granted.
Yeah, we'll see. That's much stricter, the holiday itself. So, Iboy Lahu. They asked in the yeshiva. This is a key point. Mishum harvacha odum mishum v'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. When the Mishnah says that you can't do business with the non-Jew the 3 days before their holiday, why is that? So there are two possibilities. One possibility is that if I do business with the non-Jew, he's going to be happy. He's happy. Got a nice item, you know, he's happy. And if he's happy, then he's going to go and he's going to praise his idol or, you know, more than he would have otherwise. So why is that a problem? So maybe that's a prohibition of Avodah Zarah. The Torah says, Lo yishamal picha. The shem Elohim acherim lo taskiru, lo yishamal picha. The name of another god you shall not mention. It shouldn't be heard on your mouth. So maybe that, included in that, it shouldn't be heard on your mouth, also means lo yishama al yedei picha. It shouldn't be heard because of your mouth. You shouldn't do things that because of what you did, more of the idol god's name will be mentioned.
But that's just an unknown.
Right.
You don't know.
Even though you don't know. But it's likely.
You may not thank his God.
Correct. But because it's likely, it's already included in this prohibition. Or maybe this is the general prohibition, which is lifnei iver lo titen michshol. We're not allowed to cause people to sin. And so here he wouldn't have brought his animal. Maybe he didn't have an animal. Because I'm giving him the animal, so I'm causing him to sin by offering takroves, offerings to Avodah Zarah. So is it an Avodah Zarah law? Lo yishama al picha, don't make it heard through you. Or is it a general Kol HaTorah Kula law, don't cause sin, and I can't cause a non-Jew to sin also. So the Gemara says, L'may naf kamina, what would be the difference? Either way, you can't do it. So no, the difference would be, De'islei behem l'didei, if he already has his own animals. So yeah, mishum harvacha, if the point is, I shouldn't sell him an animal, because if I sell him an animal, he's going to be happy, he's going to praise his God a little bit more, and then I am causing idolatry to be praised more, and lo yishama al picha, it shouldn't be heard because of you. So then, hakamar v'chle, so you know what? I am causing him to end up praise his God more. But if you're going to say that it's based on the general rule that you can't make people do averos, the Torah says don't put a stumbling block. I'm not putting the stumbling block. He already has it. He already has an animal. This is the second animal. He already has an animal. So if he already has an animal, I'm not causing him to stumble. He's going to stumble anyway because he already has his animal. I didn't do anything. He's going to stumble anyway. What do you mean? If somebody already has an animal and he's going to offer to Avodah Zarah, then when I give him a second animal, I'm not violating Lifnei Iver. But then we learn in the Brisa, Rabbi Nassim says, now turning to the Talmud days, How do we know that a person shouldn't hand a cup of wine to a Nazir who's not allowed to drink wine, or Eva Menachai, or a piece of a living animal, Livnei Noach, to a non-Jew? That's what it says. Lifnei Iver, lo sitein michshol, before the blind, don't put a stumbling block. Now over here. So here, when you talk about wine, if I didn't hand it to him, he could take it himself. The non-Jew, if I don't give him the piece of the living animal, he can't pull a piece off of a rabbit and eat it, he can do it. So nevertheless, it's saying that it's a violation of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol to give it to him. So when it says, you're wrong. When is it a violation of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol? Where you and the Nazir, or you and the non-Jew, are on two different sides of a river, and he can't reach from his bank of the river to where the wine is. But if you stretch, and he stretches, and in the middle, he can get the wine, that's when you're not allowed to give him wine, because it's lifnei iver. If he's on one side and you're on the other side, he's the non-Jew, he wants a piece of Eva Menachai, and if you stretch, and he stretches, he can get to it, then it's lifnei iver. But if he could get to it on his own, for you to give to him, it's not lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. That makes sense, Tiktani, because it said lo yoshit. It says don't pass to him, right? Don't stretch out to him. What do you mean, don't stretch out to him? It should say don't give to him. Lo katani lo yitim. It doesn't say don't give to him, because apparently giving in a normal context would not be lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. It's the passing. It's the stretching, enabling him to get to something that he couldn't get to on his own. That's the prohibition of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. That's what the Gemara says. So,
where does the Yoshit language come from? It took 9 to all Yoshit. Where is the source of Yoshit?
Oh, it's a brisa. So the Gemara didn't resolve the question. Right? It doesn't resolve the question, what is the what's the source of this prohibition? Right? Is the source of the prohibition lifnei iver, or is the source of the prohibition harvacha, that by my making him feel good, he's now going to go and praise his God more, and therefore it's lo yishama al picha, don't make it heard through you? The Gemara doesn't resolve this.
But then if we mean that we cannot do business at all with them, because festival, no festival, they will still, you know, if they do business and they make money to us, go and praise their...
No, only idol. Around their festival they will. Otherwise, they're not thinking about it. On their festival, they're going to go praise. So now, Ibai Eluhu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Nasa v'nasan mai. What's the law if somebody did violate this, and he did business with the non-Jew before their festival? Are the profits prohibited? So there's a machlokas about this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nasa v'Nasan Aser. If he did the business, there's a fine midrabanan, and he can't get benefit from the profits. Resh Lakish Amar Resh Lakish disagreed. Nasa v'Nasan Mutter. If he did business, he could get benefits from the profit. Eitz Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenged Resh Lakish. We learned a dehen shalovde kochavim, a brisa, the holidays of the non-Jews. Nasa v'nasan, if he did business, asurin, then you can't get benefit. So here's where we're seeing how the holiday itself is worse than before. Ma'ilav lifnei edim, doesn't this mean that even before the holiday, right, the whole law of the holidays, before the holiday, if you do business, you can't get benefit. Lo, before the holiday, maybe you could get benefit. Edein dafka, this price is saying, if you do business on the holiday, those profits you can't get benefit from. Din d'rabbanan. Ikadami, another version, it was Esve, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish was the one who challenged Rabbi Yochanan. We lived in the Brisa, Day and Shalov, Dekochavim, the holiday of the non-Jews, Nasa v'Nasan, if he did business, so you can't get benefit. A day and in, so it sounds like it's the holiday when you can't get benefit, if you do it on the holiday itself. Lifnei day and lo, but if you do the business before the holiday, then it wouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara answers, Tana, Idivi, Idi, Edein, Karle. The Tana calls both their holiday. So both are the holiday. And therefore, even before, it's also prohibited, maybe. Tanya, but we actually have a Braisa Kavase de Rish Lakish, explicitly like Rish Lakish. The Braisa says, Kishamru, Asur Lasis Velatitima, and when they said that you're not allowed to do business 3 days before the holiday, Lo Asur Labadavar Miskayim. It's only in something that's going to last. Then, come the holiday, the non-Jew is going to praise his God because he sees it. But something which is not going to last, let's say vegetables. They didn't have refrigeration, so vegetables didn't last very long. So vegetables, something's not going to last. Lo, that you're allowed to sell them 3 days before their holiday, because by the time of the holiday, the vegetable will be gone. He's not going to be so excited about it anymore. And even when it is something which will last, let's say it's radish root or something like that, Nasa v'nasan, if you did the business 3 days before the holiday, mutter, so you're allowed to keep the money. You're allowed to benefit from the money. So that's like Rish Lakish, exactly. Tani Reb Zvid, Bidbe Reb Oshir. Reb Zvid taught a braisa that had been taught in the yeshiva of Reb Oshir. Davar Shein Meskaye Mochin Lehem. According to this braisa, you're allowed to sell to them a vegetable in the 3 days before the holiday, because it's going to be gone by the time of the holiday. Something which doesn't last, you can even sell. But you can't buy from them the vegetable 3 days before the holiday, because if you buy, the money is going to last, and the money is going to, he's going to see the money, he's going to go, and he's going to praise his God that he got all this extra money. Now, besides the prohibition of doing business with them, the Gemara is now going to teach us that there's even a prohibition of accepting a gift from them on their holiday. Ahumina, there was this heretic, I guess an early Christian. Deshadale dinara kisrana al Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. He sent a newly minted dinar of the Roman Caesar to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Biyom Edo. No, it's not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. It's Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. He is a contemporary of the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. But he's a contemporary of Rish Lakish. So, he lived in Iraq. So this heretic, this Christian, sends him this brand new dinar. Biyom Edo on the holiday. So, Rish Lakish was sitting in front of him then. So, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, Echiev, what am I supposed to do? Ashkele, take this dinar. Azlumoda. Then he's going to go and he's going to praise his God. Lo Ashkele, if I don't take it, Havula Eva. Then it's going to create resentment. He's going to hate me. He's going to be angry. That's also not good. So Amalei Rishlakish, Rishlakish said, Tol, take it. But Uzroko Solibor Befanov. But then throw it into a well. So he won't have anything to praise God. He didn't end up giving a gift to the Jew. So Amar Kol Shekein Dehavulei Eva. So all the more he's going to be upset with me. If rejecting it would be offensive, taking it and then throwing it into the sea is certainly offensive. But no, Kal Achar Yad Hu Dekamina. Rish Lakish explained, what I'm telling you is you should feign an accident. You got the gift, and suddenly you slip and you drop it. Oh, Nebuch, what can you do? You know, it fell. So he's not going to be happy because he didn't end up giving you the gift. But meanwhile, you didn't offend him because you accepted it. What could you do? You slipped. It wasn't your niskal anasu, right? What could you do? You slipped on a potato.
Couldn't he have used the money to feed the poor Jews?
Apparently not. Apparently not, because it's going to make them...
Even if
it's not a heretic, right? It's a heretic is a Christian. It's going to make him go praise his God more. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah that 3 days before their holiday, you can't lend to them, you can't borrow from them. So the Gemara says, okay, Mishma Lahash Elon, I understand you can't lend them, let's say, an ox to Kamar Vachlu, because that makes him happier. He's got his ox, it's easier for him to work his field. He's going to go praise his God. Avalishal Mehen, but why can't you borrow an ox from them? Mutakma Maiklu, you're taking away something from them. Why is that such a bad thing? You're taking away from them. Amar Abaya said, Gzeira lishol mehen atu lashivan. Because you can't lend to them the ox, there's a gzeira, don't even borrow from them an ox. However, Rav Amar, no. Rav said the whole issue is the fact that we don't want him to go praise his God more. If you borrow, that's also going to be something that he's going to praise his God. See, the Jew needs me. I'm the rich guy, the Jew's the poor guy. So he's got, that's going to add to his reason to praise his God. So that also is prohibited. Kulam Yishim Dazim Lamodu, all of these are based on that he's going to go and praise his God. So now the Gemara just applies this machlokas to the next two cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, lahalvo some, you can't lend them money during the 3 days. Velilvos men, you can't borrow from them money within the 3 days of their festival. So Mishnah, lahalvo some, I understand you can't lend them money within their 3 days. Mishnah, the kamarvichlu, because if you lend them the money, so if he's going to have more money, he's going to feel happier, he's going to go praise his God. Elilvos men amai, but why can't you borrow from them? Now he has less money. Really, you should be able to borrow. But because we don't want you to lend, they made a decree, don't borrow because you can't lend. But Rav Amar, Rav said, no, all of this is because he's going to go praise his God. It's an ego thing for him. The Jew had to borrow from me. So he's going to go be happier and praise his God more. So you can't do that. Then the Mishnah said, Leporan, you can't pay the loan back to them within the 3 days, nor can you collect the loan from them within the 3 days. So Mishnah Leporan, I understand you can't pay the loan to them within the 3 days. Mishnah Dekamarvichlu, if you pay him his loan, so now he has more money, he's happier. El Leforamehen, but to collect the money from them, why is that a problem? If he owes you money, you've collected your loan, you've reduced the amount of money he's got, why is that such a bad thing? Amar Abaye, Abaye said again, there's a decree, don't collect from them because you shouldn't pay up to them. And Rav Amar, no, Rav said, Kulu Mishum Dazlumodu. All the cases in the Mishnah are based on the fact that he's going to go be thankful to his God, even when he pays you back. So again, he's going to be thankful to his God because he's going to say, look, you know, I got rid of the loan. The Jew needed me. I had to pay him the loan. And that's also something that we can't do, cause him to be happier. Utricha, so the Gemara says, the Tana had to give us all these three cases. The Tana losses for losses. Iman, if would have told us the case of doing business with them. Mishum de kamar v'chlu v'azalumodi. Because the non-Jew is profiting, he's going to go thank his God. That's why it's not allowed. Avolishol mehen, but to borrow an item from them, the mu to come a mitlu, where I'm reducing what they've got, I would have thought shop your dummy. That is allowed. The tanifu would tell me that lishol mehen, I can't borrow from them. I would say mishum lechashiva milsa, because that's something that the non-Jew takes a lot of pride in. The Jew needs to borrow something from me. Azlu moda, then he's going to go thank his God. Have a little most of a hand, but to borrow money from them. Tsariously, he's just upset that he has to lend out the money. So Amar, because he's going to say, Tuvlo Hadri Zuzi, maybe the money's not going to come back. Or it won't come back the same coins won't come back. Other coins will come back. So maybe that would be allowed. That's what the Mishnah tells us that also is not allowed. Vitana Luvlos made a commission that told me that I can't borrow from the non-Jews. Within the 3 days, I would say, I can't borrow. Mishnah Dekamar Baal Karchemi Prani. That's because the non-Jew is going to say, I'm certainly going to be able to force him to pay me back. They had debtors' jails. So he's going to now go and praise his God. The Jew needs him. But to make them pay me back, the Sulo Hadrazuzi, when the money is not going back to him, to the non-Jew, maybe that's just a pain. He's not going to go thank his God that he paid off a loan. That's what I have to tell you, that no, even when he pays off a loan, he's happy that he paid off a loan. And Tzvicha, that's what I have to tell you, all of these cases are not allowed within the 3 days of the holiday. But this is actually disputed, this last point. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can, in fact, collect a loan from a non-Jew within 3 days of the holiday, because that's not going to make the non-Jew happier and more praising of his God. On the contrary, he's going to be upset. Lastly, Rabbi Yehuda, so Gemara says, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda also realize, even though he's upset now, he's going to be happy later when he realizes that, okay, the loan's done, I don't have the stress. Well, Tanya, didn't we learn in a bright, Rabbi Yehuda says, Isha lo tasud b'moed. A woman is not allowed to put on concrete. They used to put on concrete to pull out extra hairs. Nowadays, our women's wax. They use wax to pull out extra hairs, but they used to use concrete. So he said they shouldn't put on concrete. Ipnei shenivulhula, because it's pain to have the concrete on her. Even though afterwards, once it's pulled off, on Chol HaMoed, he said they shouldn't put on the concrete. Even though afterwards it's great, right? She looks more beautiful. She likes it. But because it's painful, you can't do it on Chol HaMoed, even though afterwards it's going to be more enjoyable. Rabbi Yehuda would agree. But if it's a concrete that she can peel off of her face, b'moed, on the Chol HaMoed, shetofalto, she's allowed to put that on, b'moed on Chol HaMoed, af pi shemitzira achshav, even though right now putting it on is painful, simchi lachazman, but right away it's joyous, right away it's pleasurable when she takes it off. So if that's the case, so we should say here too, Rabbi Yehuda should say, even though it's painful to pay alone, but right away it's joyous. Amrav Nachmar Yitzhak Hanach Lilchus Moed, leave alone the laws of Chol HaMoed, Tekulu, because all of those things that were allowed, Meitzahu Achshav, in the short term it's painful, but Simcha L'Achazman, but then when you think about it, it's joyous, right? Let's say slaughtering. It's painful to slaughter an animal, but right later it's happy. You're happy when you have the meat to eat. So all of those things were allowed, but maybe not in regards to Avodah Zarah, that it would be prohibited. And Ravina gave a different answer. Ovid Kochavim, when it comes to a non-Jew, Linyan Piron, if he had to pay up his debt, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think that he's happier that, oh, finally got the debt paid. Leola Meitzar, he's always upset. He's always upset that he paid it off. So that's Rabbi Yehuda holds, that it's allowed to collect from the non-Jews 3 days before the holiday. Masnisin, now by the way, our Mishnah, which says that you're not allowed to collect from the non-Jews 3 days before the holiday, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says you are allowed to, is the local Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. It's not like a third opinion, which is the view of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. The Tanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says in a braisa, milva b'shtar, if it's a document that has a loan, if there's a loan document, so then, ein nefrayim mehen, that you can't collect from the non-Jew 3 days before the festival, because that you could always collect afterwards, because you have the document. But if the loan was oral, so you're not going to be able to collect it later. So then even though it's before the festival, and according to the Chacham, he's going to be happy that he paid off, the frying man, you are allowed to go collect for them. Because it's like saving money from their hands. If you don't collect it now, you may never be able to collect it. So then the sages permitted you to do it even before the festival. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Achor, Rav Ami. Rav Yosef was sitting behind Rav Ami, Yosef Rav Abba came to Rav Huna, Rav Abba was sitting in front of Rav Huna, Yosef Kamar, Rav Huna was sitting and saying, Hilchasa Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, Halachasa Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, and Hilchasa is like Rav Yehuda, Hilchasa Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, Damar, Halachasa Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, in what we said, that if you have an oral loan, you are allowed to collect it from the non-Jews 3 days before the festival, and Halachasa Rav Yehuda is in the following law, the time we learned in a Mishnah, in Bava Kama. Okay, we'll get to that soon, we'll get to that tomorrow, about Shinui, and whether Shinui is by definition a Gezeira. Thank you. Thank you for coming.